Welcome to Beyond Standards, your source for authentic discussions about the world of teaching. Get ready to explore challenges, share inspiring stories, and discover strategies that will empower you to make a lasting impact on your students. Here are your hosts, who are trying to master the fine art of maintaining their sanity while managing a classroom, Joe Rohrhoff and Jeff Bologna.
What's up, all you amazing educators out there? Welcome to episode 13 of the Beyond Standards podcast. I'm Joe, and joined, as always, by my co-host and fellow middle school teacher, Jeff. Jeff, it's our first week back at school. It's been a break from the podcast, a break from school. Checking in, man. How are things going with you?
Oh, Joe, you know, I could have used another week. But, you know, we're into that weird season now where we start to thinking about snow days, thinking about ice days, we're watching the weather. You know, we've got a coworker who I think could probably be on one of our next episodes, he's a weather nerd, and he predicts snow days, and he pretty much nails it every time. So, you know, now we're in that weird season where it's like, oh, maybe we can get a snow day next week, this week, you know. No, but it was good. My break was good. The family and I road tripped it down to Disney World. My six-year-old daughter had never been, and so it was really a really good time to recharge my battery, you know, and recuperate from the grind and then get back into it this year. What about you, Joe?
Yeah, about the same. It was a busy break, especially towards the end. My family took a quick trip to up north to do some skiing, visit with some family up there. And then we were another really quick trip out to San Francisco, where we went and saw Alcatraz. I got to visit with a former student, watch a 49ers game. It was a whirlwind. Everything was awesome, but I feel like I need a vacation after my vacation right now. So
yeah. Disney World was not relaxing. It wasn't really a vacation, but I hear you.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the long haul. So like you said, we've got snow days to look forward to.
I'm excited.
All right. Well, let's ready to jump in. I am so fired up for our show today. Today we are doing this, I guess it'll be our second time doing this. We're doing a teacher spotlight today. And the purpose of our teacher spotlight is to bring on a guest and have that guest. Everybody out there has some teacher that's impacted their life in a positive way. And we're asking our guest today to share a teacher that inspired him. And hopefully our listeners today will, you know, hear some tips and maybe get some ideas of things they can do. Because it's every teacher's goal to be that inspiration for somebody else, for something awesome that somebody does. And hearing these stories always inspires me. And what makes it even more exciting is the guest that we have on today. Our guest is someone that you and I both know well, Jeff. He is a former student. And if you would have told me 6 years ago, or however long it's been, that we would be looking to Luca Pryor to provide us inspiration, I probably would have laughed at you. But I am so honored to bring Luca onto the podcast. Luca is a graduate of Northville High School. He is currently a freshman at Calvin University, and Luca is a student athlete. He is part of the very first, Calvin is just getting their football program off the ground, and he is one of the leaders of that team, the quarterback of that team, and it's just an honor to have watched Luca grow up over the years. And I taught him in eighth grade, coached him in eighth grade, and I've known him ever since as a coach. Just to watch the young man that he's grown into, to the point now where my own kids are looking up to him, and they heard that I was on the podcast with Luca and they wanted to come down and say hi. So Luca, welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you, guys. I'm excited to be here. It's been a 13 episodes. It's the 13th one. I'm excited to finally get the call in.
That was quite the introduction, Joe. I think that was the longest intro of any of our guests. So, Luca, you should be honored that Coach Rohrhoff was just throwing those pleasantries out at you there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I certainly appreciate it.
He's come a long way. You got to admit that, Jeff.
Joe, if you weren't going to say it, I was going to say it about how I would have never guessed 6 years ago that Luca would have been one of our first, former students to be on, all that stuff. But, actually, I echo what you said there, Joe. When Luca came back and spoke to our students last year about unified sports at Northville High School, I just sat in the back of my classroom and just was in awe of how mature and grown up you've become, Luca. And that's why, I mean, that's, I'm glad we were able to stay in contact and were able to do this tonight. This is awesome.
Thank you.
All right, Luca. Well, you're the star today, so we're going to turn it over to you for a little bit. Could you talk a little bit about the teacher? Let us know who this teacher is, her name, the subject, and maybe what your first impressions of that teacher were.
Yeah, so the teacher I'm choosing was my 11th grade honors CWL teacher, Carrie Couchman, Miss Couchman. She was a teacher that, we had a little bit of a rough start, for sure. And it was a little bit of a rough class for me to take. But it's a teacher that I, without a doubt, was going to choose for today. Although I've had many good teachers, I believe that our relationship really helped me grow the most as a student.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Luca. And I had the pleasure to work with Carrie when I taught at Northville High School. And so I'm sure everything that you're going to share, I completely agree with. Talk to us about, Ms. Couchman's teaching styles, her approaches, things like that, and, how she would support you and your growth as a student and the other students in the class. Were there any specific things that you could share with our audience?
Yeah, so she's pretty strict. Nowadays, a lot of teachers kind of get away from that strict teaching environment. But like, she'll give you something to do, and you're gonna have to do it. And so I think I appreciated her kind of strict approach and kind of straightforward approach to things. But she was always there, and still is there, for anybody to talk to. Constantly, I remember being in her class, and other students, old students, would come in. That were in college and being able to kind of have that open door, and her students, were hers for a lot longer than they were in her classroom for. And so kind of to still have that relationship with her, it was pretty special.
Is there any, like, one particular moment or something that sticks out in your mind, where she kind of went above that to kind of support you, encourage you, anything like that?
Yeah, so when we were writing our college essays, college application essays, I was kind of struggling for substance for my essay and kind of struggling with what to write. I remember she dragged me into the hallway and she was like, you're much more than this, right? Your story's a lot deeper than what you're attempting to write about. And she's like, dig deeper into your story because there's a lot more to you than kind of what meets the eye. And that conversation really catapulted me into having a really good essay.
One of the things that sticks out is you said strict, and you said, hey, like, she got a little bit more out of you with that essay. And I think that's one of the themes with Jeff that we've seen over and over again. And like, I had a student today talk about how this other teacher was so strict, and I'm like, it's not what you think. You should be grateful that a teacher has high expectations for you, because a strict teacher is one that cares about you and has high expectations for you and is not going to lower the bar for you. And it sounds like Ms. Couchman did that for you, Luca.
You know, Joe, that's a great point. When we did our teacher spotlight earlier, when you and Jessica and I were on, I spoke about my math teacher and high school wrestling coach, and he was so strict and so mean. And, I remember asking him one time, why are you so strict? And why are you so, yelling all the time? And he said it was because he wanted us to do well, and he cared about all of us. And he was like, if I know you can achieve more, those are the types of, that's when he would get on you. And it kind of dawned on me. I was like, yeah, I guess he's right, So that's awesome, Luca, that Ms. Couchman was able to kind of pull you aside and knock some sense into you a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Glad someone was finally able to do that. Jeez. Let's talk about life lessons a little bit. Are there any valuable life lessons or skills that have really stuck with you beyond the classroom that Ms. Couchman gave to you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess like perseverance. She was a person that I could always kind of go to and with any problem, and she would kind of give me a way to kind of persevere and attack that problem. And, she was always there for me. And so, like, one of the things I went through in her room was trying to get recruited to play college football and camp season and getting recruited and messaging coaches and stuff like that. And she was always trying to get me a way through it. She was always trying to provide. She was a college athlete at Albion College, and she was always trying to get me to go to Albion and give me their coaches' contact information. But she was willing to do that for any school. And she would tell me honestly about any school and kind of challenge me to stay with the dream and persevere and try to find a way, through the problem that I had at the time, which was trying to get recruited to play, college football.
That's great. Hey, what about the relationships and stuff like that? Any personal connections? I mean, have you stayed in contact with her since you've graduated from Northville High School? And also maybe talk about any challenges or obstacles that you faced while you were in her class.
connection. Like I came back to a couple of high school games this year, and she was came up to me right away every time that I came to a game, and our relationship really is strong. I mean, last year I didn't have her as a teacher as a senior, but I was constantly in her room after lunch all the time, and we would just sit and talk. We would talk about, you know, going to Calvin and what college is going to be like, talking about being a Division III athlete in the MIAA. And then as far as challenges, I mean, the subject in her class, I mean, honor CWL is not a joke. I mean, it's a pretty tough class. Definitely the hardest English I took at the high school. So kind of getting through that and going to see her with any help that I needed. She was, you know, challenging in the aspect of, you know, course material and, but she wanted to get the most out of us, I would say. And the way that she taught allowed us to get the most possible things out of ourselves, I would say. And it culminated in me finishing with strong marks both semesters with her.
Hey, Luca, can you do our audience a favor and explain what is CWL? So if there's anybody out there listening that doesn't understand, you know, like,
yeah, do me a favor. I'm not an English teacher, so I don't know what the heck you guys are talking about either.
I know the class, but I'm sure there might be people listening that were just curious and maybe talk about that class.
Yeah, so it was honors college writing and literature. So a lot of writing, a lot of writing, but also a lot of reading. And you're writing about what you're reading. So, I mean, those things go hand in hand. So, you know, you must read the book to be able to do the writing most of the time. But I think, yeah, I mean, as a writing intensive class, it was pretty much the toughest that it got at the high school.
Okay. Thank you. That clears up awesome. Any confusion there, Joe, that you might have had about that class.
Yeah, I mean, I hear kids complain about that class all the time and how hard it is. I'm glad I finally know what the heck they're complaining about. I knew before is that it was a very difficult class. All right, so clearly, you know, you talked about the impact that she had. What about the maybe a bigger picture influence that she had on your life? How has the positive influence of Ms. Couchman continued to shape you today, even after, you know, you outside her classroom?
Yeah, I mean, I think that conversation I had with her during the college essay writing process about, you know, being bigger and than what meets the eye and trying to dig deeper into my personality and do more for others than for myself. I think that broad conversation that I had with her was a big part of why I joined Unified at the high school. And why I constantly try to do things today, you know, being a leader on our football team, trying to do things that better the people around me, which will in turn better myself. So I've kind of, I wouldn't attribute it 100% to her, but a big part of it, of that conversation, of our relationship, is attributed to my success as an athlete, as a friend, teammate, leader. I think that she kind of opened my eyes on what it takes to be, you know, a successful person and not just an athlete.
And I can attest, and Joe, you saw it firsthand being Luca's offensive coordinator at Northville. But you're not going to find a better leader, you know, on the field and in the locker room than this guy right here. I mean, I'm excited to see you start playing next year, and hopefully, you know, those leadership skills, you know, pass over into the college level as well. So that's just listening to you talk is awesome. How about a message of gratitude you'd like to share with her? If, you know, because obviously she's going to be listening. So what would you like to share to Mrs. Couchman?
Yeah, just thank you. I mean, and I hope you continue to impact other students as much as you impacted me. I don't know that any other student. I don't know how other students feel about Mrs. Couchman. I know she's tough, but I know that there's got to be kids out there that feel the same way I do and that have received an impact as big as I did. Because even though I spent a year with her, like our relationship will always be fine. Our relationship will always be awesome. And being able to kind of go back and see her whenever I can has been pretty cool too. So just to thank you and to keep inspiring kids like you inspired me.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome to hear. And that's what, you know, teachers are shooting for. That's what we're striving for, is to make that impact. Just starting to wrap it up a little bit, based on your experience with Ms. Couchman, what advice would you give to current and future teachers out there who are looking to have that positive impact? We have a lot of younger teachers that listen to this that are, you know, looking for ways to make an impact. Any advice for them? Like, what can they do to have that impact?
Yeah, so I think, you know, a lot the goal with a lot of teachers is to build awesome relationships with their students, and it should be. I think it's best for the student and the teacher if you have a good relationship with a student. But, you know, a lot of teachers, young teachers especially, and I've seen it and it's happened, try to be, you know, more friends than an authoritative figure with their students. And I think that, you know, if you can be that strict teacher and really expect and demand, you know, the most out of a student, that's only going to help your relationship, because eventually the kid is going to realize that, hey, like, this teacher got the most out of me. So being involved and always challenging kids rather than just trying to be their friend and kind of get through things, because those relationships, you know, down the road will only be stronger if they realize that, you know, this person, wow, they really challenged me.
Yeah, I love hearing that.
I could have used that advice 19 years ago when I was a brand new teacher. The you know, I wanted to be the cool teacher and be friends with, you know, with my students rather than be the strict teacher. But I could have used that advice 19 years ago. That is quality advice right there for any teachers listening.
Really, Chef? You're not still trying to be the cool teacher?
No, not anymore. No, not anymore. Oh. Mr. Rohrhoff, you are the cool teacher now. We know that.
Oh no, I'll echo kind of what Luca said, in that it's the high expectations. Like, it comes down to caring about your students and having those high expectations, and yeah, being, you know, trying to be buddy with the students. Yeah, they might like you more like in that moment, but you're not going to have the long-term impact than if you set high expectations for kids, give them a high bar and force them to get over that bar and keep raising that bar for the students, keep raising it for them to get over.
Luca, can I ask you another question about, you know, your experiences? What has your experience been like in college with like your professors and things like that? And how does that compare to, you know, obviously it's a little bit different, but you're at a smaller school. So I'm just curious how that's going for you.
Yeah. So a lot less personal relationships, and a lot less involvement from the teacher side, professor side, sorry, into a student's success. Like, they're there to teach their material. They're there to lecture. They're not there to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Because at the end of the day, like, we're all adults, and you're supposed to, you know, do what you're supposed to do. So, you know, they're cordial and they're friendly, but they're not there, certainly not there to be your friend. They're there to lecture and get their material across, because they're masters in their field, obviously.
I feel like the older you get, the less, like, elementary teachers really have to push the kids over that bar. Middle school, they still have to. High school, a little bit less, but they're still pushing. By the time they get to college, it's like that bar, for the most part, is set. And that you either get over it or you don't. They're not going to be the ones that are lifting you. Like you said, they're experts in their field. And if you don't want the information that they have to provide you, then that's on you. That's not really on them.
Yeah, that's a great point, Joe. And, you know, hopefully, Luca, you know, some of these lessons that Mrs. Couchman taught you, I know you do some coaching on the side. I know you do a lot of clinics and things like that. Hopefully you're learning and remembering the lessons that you learned from her, and you're instilling those into your athletes as well.
Awesome. Any final thoughts, either of you guys?
Thank you guys for having me on. This was a lot of fun, man. I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoy listening to the podcast, especially when I'm at school. It's right before, it's the last thing I do before I go to sleep on, I think it's Tuesday nights, because I got the 6 a.m. Wednesday lift. So
yeah,
I pop in the podcast, take a melatonin, and
it helps you fall asleep.
Glad we can put you to sleep, Luca. Appreciate that.
That's not a ringing endorsement for our podcast, but thanks.
It's the last thing I listen to before I go to bed. I finish it, I'm like, all right, that was great. Seriously, I do love it, guys. I really enjoy it. I'm not a teacher, and I probably will not be a teacher. But I love hearing, you know, teachers and I mean, I've had teachers for my entire life. So I like hearing about kind of the things that they go through and the struggles and the rewards, and everything in between.
And I'm sure some of the teachers we've had on, you know, you've had or know of, and all that fun stuff too. So that's awesome. And I do know we just hit our 500th, right, Joe? You sent me a little picture. 500 listeners on Spotify. We need to get 500 more. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, with Luca's big social media following, I'm sure we're one tweet away from hitting the big time.
Absolutely. All right.
Well, we will wrap it up. Luca, I already said all the nice things I'm going to say about you. I'm out of nice things to say other than thank you. We really do appreciate you coming on and taking the time to be with us tonight. And that will wrap up this episode. If you guys want to stay plugged in, please, we ask every week, please like, subscribe on Spotify, iTunes, on Instagram. It's Beyond Standards Teaching with an underscore between the words. Please give us a follow there. We're pushing out more and more content on that. And join us next week where we're going to be talking about a really important topic, a deeper topic for our show. We're going to be talking about supporting how teachers can support the mental health of their students. And so that will be our topic next week. This is Joe and Jeff signing off, reminding you to keep going above and beyond those standards, because you may not make a lot of money, but you do make a difference.